In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this first Sunday of Great Lent, which is also known as the Sunday of Orthodoxy. And this Sunday we celebrate the triumph of the Orthodox faith over the heresy of iconoclasm, which was at the Seventh Ecumenical Council. And this is where, really due more to political reasons, there was a whole heresy against the use, the proper use of icons that was stirred up by, you know, the emperor at that time and others. And this actually went on for off and on for about 100 years. But finally, at the Seventh Ecumenical Council, this was overturned. And of course, icons had been in use even since the very first century. You know, we know that St. Luke, the apostle, painted some of the first icons of the Mother of God. In fact, there's still that original icon is at Mount Athos, so one of the Mother of God. And we know that in the catacomb chapels under the streets of Rome, you know, there were icons in those. So it was really just due to primarily the Protestant Reformation, in which they kind of threw a lot of things overboard. And, you know, many churches today, when you go into them, there's absolutely bare walls. There's absolutely nothing. It's just an empty space. And it's just that it comes from lack of understanding about these things. And so today's gospel is about Nathanael's doubts concerning Christ while he was far away from him, and then his conversion as soon as he drew near. And remember, of course, Nathanael later became the apostle Bartholomew, so he was one of the future 12 apostles at this point. As St. Nikolai Vlimirovich says, when Philip says, "Come and see," it is as though he is saying, "Only come and see, Nathanael. I cannot prove it to you, but his presence will give you every proof. I cannot give you an answer either to this or other questions you may have, but his very presence is an answer that you cannot withstand. Just come with me to his presence." And this shows a spiritual principle that if we are to come to faith in Christ and go deeper, we must trust those who have witnessed Christ and who have told us about him, even if that witness does not at first seem to match our expectations of what we believe to be correct. Now today's, we heard the epistle from the Hebrews, and it lists many of God's important witnesses from the Old Testament. You know, Moses and Gideon and Samson, David and the holy prophets and many others. A great cloud of witnesses, as St. Paul says, who suffered deprivation, torments, and death because of their faith in God. And so, you know, if we think about it, virtually all the knowledge, all the historical knowledge that we have today is from various witnesses. You know, everything we know about history comes down to us from people who witnessed events and various discoveries and wrote them down for us. You know, no one today really questions seriously that there was a person named Alexander the Great who conquered much of the known world, or that, you know, Julius Caesar was a Roman emperor, and all the rest of the history of ancient civilization. And yet, many people today have doubts about the Christian faith. Some don't believe that Christ is the Son of God, or that he was born of a virgin, or that he rose from the dead. And others have a distorted view of the Christian faith. There are those who challenge the truthfulness of the Holy Scriptures and who've introduced false ideas as to the origin of mankind and our purpose upon the earth. And people choose to disregard the testimony of the witnesses who have seen Christ and who have seen the incredible miracles worked by God's power through the saints, even in our present times. But our Orthodox Church has preserved for us the truth of our faith for 2,000 years through its many witnesses, the apostles, the scriptures, the holy fathers, and the saints and martyrs. And these have been depicted upon the holy icons as a continual image and reminder to us of our true home, which is in heaven. With all the sacraments, the prayers, and the spiritual life, the very church itself, the very Orthodox Church itself, is a living image of the presence of Christ. And through coming into contact with this image, people today are still able to experience the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit and come to the fullness of the faith in Christ. But there's another part to this. It's all great that we have icons and that the church itself is like an icon in a way of the body of Christ. But we are also called to become icons of Christ, as it were, because we're called to serve as witnesses. It must be admitted, of course, that most of us do not have the great spiritual gifts to work miracles that the apostles and the saints demonstrated. But nevertheless, we can take heart from Philip's example. I mean, Philip was not able to work some kind of miracle or do some great thing to convince Nathanael that Christ was the Messiah. And yet, he believed in Christ, and he knew that if Nathanael could just come and see for himself, that he too would find faith and be saved. Even the citizens from the town of the Samaritan woman, if you remember the story of the woman at the well, she goes and tells all the people that she's met a man who told her everything, and he must be the Messiah. And so when they all run out to meet Christ, then they say, now we believe because we've seen Christ and heard him. It was good that the Samaritan woman, you know, told them about him, and so they came to the well, but it was really because they met Christ. It wasn't just because of the words of the Samaritan woman. It was being in that presence, that contact with Christ, that really brought them to faith. And this is how we can serve as witnesses, by doing all that we can to deepen and strengthen our faith through prayer and fasting, good deeds, by confessing our sins, and by partaking of Christ's body and blood through Holy Communion, and also by learning all that we can about our faith through spiritual reading and study. So let us, brothers and sisters, use this time of Great Lent to become better witnesses and examples so that others may be inspired to find the true faith of our Holy Orthodox Church. Glory be to our God.